Why would a young, gifted football player give up a full-ride scholarship at a big-time college football program just when he's starting to make a name for himself? Ask Reese Carlson, the kid from Gig Harbor, Washington. Reese, the wideout, national FCS power Montana, gave up that scholarship and football fame to follow his heart for God and pursue a theology degree at a small Christian school in Oklahoma in preparation for pastoral ministry. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary Show. It's Greg Stewart's my name. And this program, S&C, is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in any time at the all-new look, WWIB.com, for all the info you need on sports and commentary. You can podcast the program, you can download it, and you can give to help support it with a tax-deductible contribution quickly, safely, securely, and remotely at WWIB.com. Now, it's been inspiring to hear Reese's story this week, and he's back with me today to finish up. So last time we talked about how you left Montana, University of Montana, the Grizz, this national football power, to go to a school where you could pursue a theology degree. You still played football down in Oklahoma, but a very small school, and I bet there were a lot of people there in Missoula who said, Reese, just stay where you are. Play football. College is paid for with a scholarship. You can do ministry while you play for Montana. How did the coaches and your teammates react to your decision to leave for ministry?
Yeah, certainly mixed responses. And I would say overall it was a supportive response from coaches and teammates. But it was kind of like the response you get maybe when you do something that other people don't understand, but it's kind of like, yeah, good for you type response. Like, yeah, great. It doesn't make any sense to me, but good for you. And that's kind of what I felt like a little bit, just, you know, on a full ride scholarship, you know, paying for everything. People are just kind of like, well, you kind of have it made here. Why don't you try to do both? Kind of like you were saying, you can do ministry and you can play football here too. And, you know, for me, I didn't want to do anything half-heartedly. I wanted to go at whatever God was calling me to do full speed. And, you know, I was kind of thinking of just in practical terms, okay, why do you go to college? Well, you go to college to help prepare you and to study for what you want your job to be. And I was like, I can't study anything here at a state school that's going to practically prepare me for a life in ministry. That's, you know, that's kind of why you go to college, right? Is to study what you're going to go into. And so I thought practically it just didn't make much sense for me to study sociology and become a pastor. And while I certainly took some of the things I learned through sociology, I'm so grateful that I went to a place where I could study scripture and study ministry, and because that just prepared me so well for actually doing ministry.
Yeah, that's what you're doing today. You're back in your home area, Seattle, Tacoma area, as a youth pastor. Reese, what have you learned from your unique football journey that you can share with those students, those high school, middle school students that will impact their lives for Jesus?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things, and to be honest, there's probably a lot of things that I've learned and experienced that I haven't even begun to understand that have helped me in the way that I interact with students. But certainly, I think one of the things that has come into play is just understanding that God can move in really powerful ways, even in secular environments. And, you know, I think as in the church world especially, we tend to be a little overprotective, and we tend to kind of say, you know, you need to be in a Christian environment around Christian people in order to see God move. And for me, I saw God move in the biggest way possible at a big, you know, state school at University of Montana. And I'm so grateful that I had gone to a state school just because my faith grew tremendously in that environment. And so I think that's one of the things that has just helped me be able to relate to kids, especially that aren't in a, don't come from a Christian background, being able to say, hey, you know, I was on a college football team with 120 guys from all over the country that believe different things, and I was able to share Jesus with them. And so really grateful for those experiences. And, of course, playing college football for a lot of kids, that's something that they aspire to do or be. And so being able to encourage them, some of my students now with the college football, has been a cool aspect, too.
Yes. Well, this week's guest on Sports and Commentary is not a household name, although he did play football for a few years at a major FCS power, Montana. But he is a champion for Christ, and it's been very, very inspiring to share the week with Reese Carlson, former Montana Grizz wide receiver. Reese, thank you for taking all this time. I'm very grateful. God bless you.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.